Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
September 3rd, it's the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we hear the Gospel today from St. Mark. Some of the powerful people down in Jerusalem were hearing rumors of Jesus' success up in Galilee and hurried up there to investigate him. Jesus was not only preaching strange notions about the salvation of the Gentiles, which he had read in the prophet Isaiah, but he was showing disrespect for the temple priesthood and the law. So they decided to pick and argue with him, not about Isaiah. How could anyone debate with the strange vision of that most mysterious of prophets? But to trip him up in the behavior of his followers. They would be the first of many such debates with Jesus, always won, mostly because he knew God better than the scribes, but also because he was quicker and smarter than they were. However, he was probably doing it for the record, so that his followers know that while Jesus respected the law, he had no patience with legalism. Once upon a time, a very conservative Catholic came to complain to his pastor. "The new pope," he said, "has let us down. He's a great disappointment." "Ah," said the pastor, who professed to be a liberal Catholic, though in fact he was a closet moderate, "I thought he was going to restore the church the way it used to be. He's wearing his Prada slippers and his Santa Claus cap, but he really isn't doing what God wants." "Ah," said the priest again, "what does God want?" "Well," said the man, "he wants all those women off the altar. Women shouldn't be reading the scriptures, distributing communion, or directing music, not even if they're nuns." "Indeed," said the pastor. "And you should put Mass back into Latin. That's God's language. Why did we have to change it?" "Actually," said the pastor, "maybe he'd go back into Aramaic. That was Jesus' language. And he should make priests wear their Roman collar all the time, like the apostles did," said the priest, who was now beginning to enjoy himself. He knew that the man never listened to what he said, but only wanted to list his complaints. "I just want our old traditional Catholic church back again," the man said. "Ah, what's tradition?" the pastor asked. "Well," said the man, "the way it was when I was growing up."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.